This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we are going to be taking on our first story this hour, which is about calls to protect tenants from evictions. So as many Malaysians are facing layoffs, pay cuts, just, you know, a difficult financial time, Jason Ong, the Kebun Bunga Assemblyman, is urging the government to protect tenants facing eviction. This is coming after Minister for Law and Parliament, Datuk Tak Yudin Hassan, invited the public to suggest policies for a temporary measures bill to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on businesses and individuals. YB Ong also stressed that the government needs to be humane and have laws to protect the people, not expedite their sufferings. And people here is a very important word, because we've touched on businesses a lot, but ordinary Malaysians, people who are renting, people who are homeowners, are also affected. While some have taken loan deferments, which are guaranteed by banks, the issue for those who pay rent is very much dependent on individual landlords and what they decide to do, what they decide is best. And in this case, the best case scenario is you have a landlord who is understanding and who allows you to defer rent. But the other extreme is that entire families get evicted and possibly end up on the streets because you may have somebody, or you may be renting from someone who is more inflexible and who would like to be able to continue to rent that lot for money. And I think that this is a complicated conversation in no small part because, to my memory, the last time we spoke about this, and as we said, we've been talking about it more from a business point of view than personal. The last time we spoke about this, and the idea of giving discounts on rent and, you know, having that be also tax exempted and so on, a lot of the feedback came with, yes, it is important for everybody to be humane to one another, but are we thinking enough about landlords and the potential financial burden that they have to face on a daily basis as well? And I think that that's an important question. It is, of course, first and foremost, we do need to prevent the most vulnerable of our community from ending up homeless through things that are completely out of their control. But I think if you look at a wider view of wanting to mitigate suffering as far as possible, it is important to also think about how to be fair to people who have financial burdens of their own, but who might not be in straits as dire as that. And it is just a cascading thought. So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about, this call to protect tenants from evictions. If you'd like to weigh in, especially if you have any experiences with landlords maybe that you'd like to share, or if you are a landlord yourself, that number to call is 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And just a couple of things. We are going to be crossing over to Lim Wei Jet, who is a lawyer and Secretary General of HAKAM, or the National Human Rights Society, to get his views. But going back to what this originally came from, which was a call to put forth policies for a temporary measures bill to mitigate the impact of COVID-19. If you have an idea, that website, by the way, is it's not catchy, so bear with me. It's www.bheuu.gov.my/index.php/ruu-COVID-19. I'm sorry, I don't make up the URLs, but I will say that if you could not catch that, the other thing you could do is head to the website of the Bahagian Hal Ehwal Undang-Undang and look it up there if you have a policy that you'd like to suggest. So yeah, we're going to be crossing over to Wayjet very, very shortly. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming up to 6:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're now talking about calls to protect tenants from evictions. This is coming from Jason Ong, the Kebun Bunga Assemblyman, who is urging the government to consider this. And this is coming after we saw Minister Datuk Tak Yudin Hassan inviting the public to suggest policies for a temporary measures bill to mitigate the impact of COVID-19. So again, if you have any stories to share on your rental situation, whether you're on either side of that equation or whether you do think that tenants need protection, Again, that number to call, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Lim Wei Jet, lawyer and Secretary General of HACAM, that is the National Human Rights Society. Wei Jet, thank you for joining us. So what do current laws on evictions look like for tenants?
Well, not many people know that landlords cannot actually physically remove tenants on their own account or their own volition. They have to go to court to get an order beforehand, and that is very clearly stipulated in the Specific Relief Act. In other words, you cannot exercise the remedy of self-help. You shouldn't change the locks. You shouldn't shout or physically remove the tenant's belongings without a court order. And if you do so without a court order, you may be liable for trespass or other damages. So insofar as the law of eviction is concerned in Malaysia today, you need to get court order. But there is no moratorium, of course, for evictions at the moment, which is what many parties have been claiming for ever since the pandemic and the MCO.
And what are the arguments for a moratorium to be implemented at this time?
Well, I think if this law gets enacted, I think the underlying reasoning of the law is that, and the underlying presumption of the law, which I think is reasonable, is that the landlord is in a better economic or financial position than the tenant. And so because you live in a society, there is a public policy that, you know, those who are better off should, you know, accommodate those who are less off for a certain period of time. It could be 6 months, it could be 9 months, it could be a year. It is up to the policymaker. It's because we are, as we all know, facing very dire economic consequences. A lot of the blue-collar and B40 working-class people are primarily the bulk of tenants in Malaysia, and they are probably losing their jobs and their incomes. And the last thing that you want is for them to also lose a roof over their heads. And that is why it is very important for the government and the state to step in to ensure that these people, at the very least, get temporary refuge from eviction for a certain period of time. Of course, there may be circumstances where there may be tenants who want to abuse this kind of protection, you know, those who have not paid rent for the past 3 to 4 months and are taking advantage. I think the law, nonetheless, can be flexible enough to cater to those circumstances so as to exclude such tenants from gaining protection under this law. But by and large, there should be a moratorium, and that is what we have been arguing for. Now, landlords, understandably, will also suffer in this economic climate, and, you know, they may not get rent during this period. I think we can remedy it by, you know, deducting any kind of assessment rates or other kind of property rent imposed by the authorities towards the landlord so as to ease their burden during this period.
Right. And just coming back to addressing disputes between tenants and landlords, we know that a Residential Tenancy Act is currently in the works. And under this act, a tribunal could be formed to solve such disputes. Could you tell us a bit more? And, you know, do you think this is something we need right now?
Well, I wasn't part of the discussions on an amendment or enacting a Residential Tenancy Act. But from what I understand from media reports, they seek to formulate a tribunal to resolve rental disputes and also to sort of fix the rate of rent according to the location and to so that there's a regularization on the affordability of rental. But I don't think the discussions on this Tenancy Act encompasses a moratorium per se. I stand corrected, but the discussions leading to this Residential Tenancy Act happened before the pandemic and MCO, and I'm not sure whether the issue of a moratorium has been taken into account, which I contend we desperately need in Malaysia right now.
Right. So on that note, you know, that moratorium would be for evictions for residential tenants, but what about businesses and commercial tenants?
Well, I would also argue that a moratorium should be also imposed for commercial properties, and that includes businesses. So, we don't want SMEs and the small businesses to be driven out of their, you know, units or lots during this already very difficult time. And so there is a need for the state to ensure that SMEs survive during this period. And that has been the mantra that the government has been repeating, you know, whenever they have a wage subsidy program or any kind of taxation benefits. The end goal has always been to ensure that SMEs and companies don't wind up during this crucial 3 to 4 months. And this moratorium on eviction of commercial tenants is also an additional, you know, benefit that can be given to this kind of businesses so that they do not collapse during this period.
And do you anticipate a lot of resistance from landlords on this issue?
Well, there could be resistance, and very understandably so, because we cannot presume that all landlords are, of course, wealthy and in the T20 categories. You know, there are a lot of middle-class people who are also landlords. And that is why I said that, you know, the state can kind of step in to help landlords through waiving taxes giving other kinds of financial benefits. But I still think that does not mean that we cannot introduce a moratorium on eviction. I think that is of paramount importance in this climate. And that the law, as I say, should step in to protect the weak and vulnerable first and foremost.
And Wei-Jet, just one last question before you go. How have other countries addressed tenancy issues in this time of the pandemic? And would you know how they've worked out so far?
Well, I can look at two countries which have imposed a moratorium on evictions of sorts. So, for example, in Singapore, they enacted a COVID-19 Temporary Measures Act 2020. And it caters for circumstances of non-residential tenancies, that means commercial tenants. So in essence, the law states that the landlord cannot terminate the tenancy due to non-payment of rent. And the law also doesn't allow the landlord to re-enter the property. There are several elements that need to be fulfilled beforehand, but most importantly, the tenants can only seek protection under this law if they can show that their inability to pay rent is materially caused by COVID-19. And if the landlord wants to challenge that contention, there will be a registrar or an assessor that can mediate that dispute to find out whether the tenant really cannot pay the rent because he or she is materially affected by COVID-19. So the Singapore experience has approached the issue very nuancedly, and the additional legislation that is being enacted in Singapore is also that landlords are required to pass on to tenants any property tax rebates that the state has granted to them. So in other words, if the landlords get 20% discount on their property taxes, they have to translate that to a reduction in rent to the tenant. So that is how Singapore protects tenants. The other country which I can analyze is Scotland. So Scotland enacted the Coronavirus Scotland Act 2020. In essence, it extends the notification period required for a landlord to give a tenant before you can gain possession of the unit. So, and there are three categories of cases. Without going into too much details, I'll just very briefly summarize. So, for example, if the tenant is unable to pay rent, then you need to have 6 months period before the landlord can claim possession of the property. If, for example, the landlord is intending to move in into the property because the landlord's own home is being repossessed, then a 3 month notification period is sufficient. If, for example, the tenant is no longer actually occupying a property and is vacant, only a 28-day notification period is required. So what I'm trying to impress is that each country has adopted a very nuanced and comprehensive framework on a moratorium on evictions. So they don't necessarily just very simply impose a blanket moratorium in all circumstances. They do take into account certain circumstances where, you know, the landlords are disadvantaged and you know, to prevent the tenants from abusing this kind of legislation. So I think Malaysia should learn and analyze those kind of legislation.
Wei Jiat, thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Lim Wei Jiat, lawyer and Secretary General of HAKAM, weighing in on a call that has come through from the Kebun Bunga Assemblyman Jason Ong to get the government to protect tenants who are facing eviction. Now, again, this is coming after Minister for Law and Parliament, Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan, invited the public to suggest policies for a temporary measures bill. And this bill is intended to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on businesses and individuals. And if you are... if you have ideas, if you have things that you really want the government to focus on, to look at, again, you can send that through to, this is the website. I'm sorry, I'm laughing simply because it's a ridiculous URL. It's very long, but it's www.beheu.gov.my/index.php/ruu-COVID-19. Again, if you did not catch that, you can just search it up on the website of Bahagian Hal Ehwal Undang Undang if you would like to propose a policy for that temporary measures bill. In the meantime, we have had some messages that have come through. So, for example, on Twitter, David wants to know, what can we do to collect outstanding rental and utilities bill from a tenant who refuses to pay up? And firstly, I think we do actually have a property show, a show called The Property Show, rather, running on our station. And if you look up the podcasts on our website and our app, we run a property clinic every month. And this is actually a pretty common recurring question. So if that might be something that you might like to check out. But otherwise, broadly speaking, it would appear that it depends very much on the contract between the landlord and the tenant. So I think perhaps if that's the situation you find yourself in, now might be a good time actually to go back and look through your contract and see what avenues you might be able to explore from there. Meanwhile, on WhatsApp, we have an anonymous message saying it is up to the landlord, really. As someone who was evicted recently, while I'd like a more understanding landlord, it's up to them, as it is their right to do so, however inhumane it might be. And I mean, at this point in time, because this policy has not come into play, that is obviously true. But I suppose the belief here is that should the temporary measures bill kick in, and should it be something that would be able to be activated again in the future, whether we have another outbreak, whether we have another, you know, economic downturn, maybe it would not have to be as inevitable as this anonymous listener found their experience to be. We also have a message that's come from Sharon saying, I'm asking on behalf of a friend who's renting his shop lot. He has already given his tenant 2 months free rental, so for March and April. And then for June, he's told his tenant he's giving him 50% off rental, which is pretty fair. But the tenant refused and expects free rental in June as well. And on top of that, the tenant has said that he'll move out after the MCO without saying when. My friend says that he too has to survive and don't think that's fair. What do you think? And without knowing the ins and outs of that exact situation, I think this is just one of those things where when we spoke about it early on, we talked about how the hope is, right, that everybody is going to be really human and decent to one another. And I think this is one of those examples where, yes, as much as you want landlords to be fair, as tenants, we also have that responsibility. So, Sharon, sorry that your friend is going through that. Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.